August 13 stuff. Are we all over the electioneering? It might have something to do with the general discontent we have with the state of our nation and its leaders, with our federal election coming up in September. Look, regardless of what side of politics you're on, there's no doubt that good business relies on unilateral confidence. We need to be confident to make investments, and our customers need to be confident to consume them. And one of the mandates of leadership is to inspire confidence. So it's no wonder then that politicians are often paid less than most of our corporate CEOs. That the outcome of this election is critical to business is undeniable. This month, Stuff Bulletin takes a look at surviving, maybe even benefiting from, the 2013 federal election. Look, I've written in the past about standards and compromise. Well, compromising standards is a ticket to retreat and defeat. I'm reminded of the 1976 motion picture Network, in which Peter Finch played retiring anchorman Howard Beale. And in his final news broadcast, he was fed up with all the BS, as he called it. And he stood up in his chair and he screamed, "I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore." And he inspired his viewers to go to the windows and scream it into the streets. And of course they did. Maybe there's a message there for us. And here's a reminder just quickly about the true meaning of our system of government. Democracy. I looked it up. It's a noun. It says government by the people, a form of government in which the supreme power is vested in the people and exercised directly by them or by their elected officials under a free electoral system. Well, does our present reality reflect this definition? If not, where did we go wrong? The battle cry of the regretful. Where did we go wrong? The answer is that somewhere along the line we compromised our standards of acceptance, whether as parents, managers or taxpayers. As soon as we retreat, there's seldom any going back, short of interventions, warning letters or revolutions. And when these issues become necessary, we know we tolerated too much. How did our leaders sink to the level they're at? We tolerated it is how. So whoever wins, let's hold our elected officials accountable and voice our opinions and our concerns and demand responses from them. Have you ever wondered what we could achieve as a country if we were unencumbered by the red tape, the personal agendas of our political leaders, the ineptitude, and, as Howard said, the BS? Well, what if we expected our public servants to live out the true mandate of their very job descriptions? As business people, we attend seminars on leadership and customer service. We're held accountable by an endless number of industry watchdogs and consumer advocate groups. And then we see our elected leaders abandon all notions of decency and accountability. Doesn't this seem at odds with the models we practice? Well, when you're a servant, you're accountable to your boss. It follows then, to me, that public servants should be accountable to their bosses too. Well, that's where we come in. The old Aussie maxim, "She'll be right, mate." The battle cry of the complacent. Well, I've got news for you. She won't be right, mate. Complacency is like a comfy couch. The longer you sit in it, the harder it is to get out of. Complacency soon gives way to apathy. Apathetic and pathetic are too close to comfort for me. There are the three C's, and here they are for you, in order of importance in business and in life, and the rules for them are the same. Complacency means you won't even notice the change until it's too late. The ideal is C for consensus, where we all win. Drop the standards or the expectations, and the C becomes compromise, where it's the paradigm of let's agree to disagree, done, then nobody wins. We drop those standards or expectations, the C word is capitulation, and that's where I lose. On the lighter side, US movie star, singing cowboy and satirist from the 1930s, Will Rogers, was always good for a quote. Here's a couple of classics on politics that seem just as relevant today as when he made them. He said, "Everything is changing. People are taking comedians seriously and treating politicians as a joke." Then said, "Politics has become so expensive that it takes a lot of money even to be defeated." He said, "Diplomacy is the art of saying nice doggy until you can find a rock." And then he said, "A fool and his money are soon elected." He also said, "Things in our country run in spite of government, not by aid of it." How true is that today? And on opportunity and in life, he said, "Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there." And finally, "Don't let yesterday use up too much of today." Great quotes. Finally from me, on informal voters. Remind anyone who intends to vote informally that if they can't respect the candidate, please respect the soldiers who died so they can have their vote. Thank you.